because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about like who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset.
Mic check, mic check.
This is the man mindset.
All right, what's up, everybody? Oh man, I got my music. Oh man, I got it turned down. I guess let me turn it up. Damn, I got it down. Let's see. Oh wait. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry, I had it turned down. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing today? It's your boy, the Dean. What's up, everybody? Check mic. Shout out to everybody out there, as we always do. Want to give everybody some love and stuff from the cockpit. Let me make sure I adjust this camera a little bit. There we go. Adjust that thing a little bit. Anyway, like I always say, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Shout out to all the guys out there listening. All my chat room dogs out there listening. Shout out to you guys out there. We ask that you guys go ahead and do what we always ask you to do. If you're brand new to this and you're new to the experience, we ask all you guys out there, go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notifications up so y'all can be informed whenever we are going live on the air, okay? Just want to make sure that we do that, okay? Oops, sorry, did it twice. Also, guys, I want to tell you about the show, this show right here, the show that we're talking about today. Again, we are in-house. Everything we do is all ours. We don't take anybody else's stuff. We just use what we have right for you guys. Also, I want to let you guys know, for all you guys there, if you get the opportunity, go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. And that means go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, go to a store, get a 100-piece puzzle set, dump the box out and rip the box up. Dump the puzzle pieces out and rip the box up and start your puzzle pieces. And start your thing. And also, guys, please, guys, if you have any questions, please put a Q in there if you have any questions. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what's going on, please hit a T for texting. If a woman is saying something to you that you don't understand or you don't know, just put a W for woman, and we will be happy to answer any of those questions. We got a lot to talk about. But as just two more things, we'll get into the show. Also, guys, we want you guys to know that at the top of the hour, we will go ahead and do the creed. All right. Top of the hour, we always do the creed. And if y'all don't know what that is, we always like to take a break to just go ahead and pat yourself on the back and just start to talk to yourself in a different way. That's what we do at the top of the hour. And then if we hit 150 likes, we'll give everybody a shout out. When we hit that 150 likes on this show right here, which we normally will do, once we hit the 150 likes, we will definitely show this, say thank you, and we'll give a shout out for 1 minute of everybody in the chat room, just so you'll put your thing and we'll do all that stuff. So we'll get into it, but let me go ahead and look at the, and all the ladies out there, how the ladies doing? You know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up? Just want to shout out to the ladies out there. What's up? All right, so let's get into it. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. So the number to call in, and again, I want to also give a shout out to the 383 on the 28th. I always want to give that's history right there. If we break it, we'll change it. But, yeah, if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. So y'all can call in. Let me just see if there's any questions. Okay. Let me just double check, because if you have any questions, just put a Q in there. We'll go ahead and post any questions that you have. You can call in. Gentlemen, if we're going too fast, slow us down, and we will I'll be happy to slow down and explain some things to you. Let me pull up the phone lines. Okay, the lines look good. Lines are clear. Everything is good. Let's get into it. For so many of you guys, you meet a woman and everything seems like it's going good. Maybe everything starts on a high note. You meet, there's a lot of excitement from the woman. Maybe, and you're excited, and everybody's excited. But then throughout the interaction that you have with her, all of a sudden, it starts to dwindle off. It starts to go away. And for a lot of you guys out there, y'all just, you know, it's kind of hard to ask yourself or try to figure out what's going on, because everything was going good. You know, when I first met her and I put my bid in, everything was good. We were laughing. There was interest. She was excited. We would talk. And then all of a sudden something happened and everything went downhill and she began to slowly back off until she went away. And for a lot of you guys, a lot of y'all stress and y'all worry about it. And a lot of you guys will then maybe double text or something like that, because you're trying to hold on to what it is you're losing or where you feel like you're missing out on. But on today's show, we're going to solve this, but also we're going to talk about the why. Because, see, one thing that we love to do here is we want to make sure you understand the why behind everything. Because the more you can understand the why, you'll understand what not to do. Or you can see right now what it is you're doing. Had a client today, he knows who he is, had a client today that talking to a girl, same thing. Just dipped it straight down and it just went away. But I got a blueprint. I got some blueprints for you today, okay? So let's pull it up. So guys, let me show you the first thing, the blueprint of what I want to show. Now, so what you're looking at, oh, wait a second, I'm sorry. Yes, okay, so what you're looking at right now is a blueprint of what's going on with you, all of you guys. And I want to explain this, okay? So from the bottom up, we got creepy friend zone. We got different, exciting. We've got meet, talk, and date at the top with her perception. Then we got saved, and then we have what we call it, and the white line is an interaction line, okay? So the white line is an interaction line, but we're going to use that to show you where you're going at. Remember, I kind of did it a few days ago trying to show you the drawing. I think I drew it. No, I drew it on something. I just don't know where I did with the paper. But I drew it out, but I kind of going to get more depth to it. So in that line is very important. And let's look at everything. Now, always remember, interaction that you have is different on different levels of where you're at with the woman. And if we look at it, let's look at it one more time. Now, if we look at the three dots, those are the different interaction moments with the woman. One dot is the meet. One dot is talking. The next dot is the date, okay? All dots are not equal. All dots are not equal. I just want to let y'all know that, okay? So every dot is an interaction you have with her that is going to have a type of ripple effect. Now, what do I mean by a ripple effect? There are three kinds of effects that we can have, okay? Here's the first one. The first one you could have when you meet a woman, the first effect, can be a negative effect, all right? That could be the first effect, a negative. The other effect you could have can be a positive effect, meaning, gentlemen, that just because, now this is very important to understand, just because you get past one circle or one interaction doesn't mean you're home free, okay? Because then there's a third interaction, because then it can split. You can get a split, depending, and we're going to talk more about that, where it can go. It can go up, it can go down, and we're going to talk about that, because most guys, where they go wrong is that if they get a positive beginning interaction, they automatically assume that they're in to have sex. They think that this is sex. I already did the disclaimer, Bernie. But what I'm saying is that for you guys out here, it's very important to understand exactly what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? Most guys think when they're getting a little bit of play and things are going good that they're on their way. But, gentlemen, what goes up can shoot right down. But here is the thing about what I'm showing you. Once you are at or below the line, you can never go above it. But if you are above the line, you can go below it. All right. It's true. Now, listen, I'm going to say it again, because I want y'all, I'm going to show y'all again, and I'm going to break it down. Okay. Let's look at it, because we're going to break all this down, because we got it all broken down, but I want you to see it. Okay. So let me say it one last time for you guys to understand. If you are below the line, you can never go above it. But if you are above the line, you can go below. And if you go below, you can't come back up. Once you go down, you cannot come back up. So it's a very, this is, again, gentlemen, what I'm showing you right here is a very tricky thing, because I'm going to show you why the pullback. You see, most guys think, and let's look at the white line of the interaction. Let's look at the white line for a second. Most guys assume that they're doing something when they're not doing anything at all. You see where it says safe? Safe is where you see between the white line. That's where safe is. Safe is between that line. That means you're not up, you're not down, you're just interacting with her. So you're not really doing any movement, which is kind of a negative, but it's okay. But most guys, this is where the safe is, to play it safe, to walk on eggshells, beat around the bush, ask a bunch of boring questions. So I want, and guys, if y'all have any questions, please ask. I don't want this to go over your head. If you have a question, you don't understand anything, please say something, okay? Please say something. If you have a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered, okay? All right, we got you covered. So just put a Q in there if you have a question, okay? I want to give a shout-out to my brother from another mother, man. Shout-out to LFA, man. Much love to you, man. Hold on, let me take this off. Let me shout-out. Shout-out to LFA, man. He's a great man. Hey, much love to you, LFA, man. Get at me, man. Let's holler. Let's chop it. Let's chop it up, brother. I got a number of love for you, man. Number of respect. You're a great man, and I appreciate the love, man. Much love to you, man. Much love to LFA and respect, man. That's my motherfucker, dog. That's my dog right there. Shout out to you, LFA. Shout out to my dog right there. LFA in the motherfucking house. So what I'm saying to you guys, now, we're going to learn about the pushback. But before we learn about the pushback, we have to understand the rules. What I am showing you are the rules of the game right now when it comes to all this stuff. Okay, so remember, just because you have an interaction with her doesn't necessarily mean you're winning, because interaction is going to be separated by dots. Now, while we've got the chart, and I've got the notepad, so we're going to do the notepad too. So look at it. All right, let me show y'all. I got to get the whiteboard out, but remember, this is the line. When you interact with the woman, you hit the circle. Okay, the circles on the line is when you interact with her. When you interact with her, that's very important. At that point, what happens is all on you. It is all on you. And I'll say it again. When you hit that line, when you hit it, remember, it's levels. It's the meeting. It's the first interaction after the meeting. And then it's the first time you go out on a date. So technically, it's like baseball, three strikes and you're out type thing. Because if you're doing good on level, all right, hold on, guys. We're in class, so y'all got to work with me here. Excuse me. We're in class, so let me show y'all as we're breaking this down. All right, so let me show you. Let me see if I can pull it. All right, there we go. Oh, wait, the camera has zoomed. Okay. So, shit. I'm trying to do without the camera. All right. All right, so listen to me, guys. Listen to me. If you do good, see, if you do good on one, doesn't mean you're going to do good in two and three. Because if you're not doing good in any of these levels, she's going to pull away. If you're doing good on level one when you first meet her, and then the first conversation you have is doing good, that doesn't mean you're going to do good on number three. Because at any moment, gentlemen, at any moment in these sections, she can back off when she feels that there's nothing worth moving forward to, okay? So that's very important to understand in all this. It's how the interactions go. So if we look at it, let me grab my other chart. So if we look at it, just to give you an exactly like I was saying, as I said before, you can go up when you first meet, but also shoot back down. Now, what is now their levels to the way you go down? Because some of you guys will end up in the friend zone, where she'll hang around with you but won't do anything. And some of you guys will end up being creepy. Whereas some guys will show that they're different or exciting going up, okay? So I just want to let you know, it can always, it can shift at any moment based off of what you are to yourself. This has nothing to do with the woman. The woman is going to give you enough rope to hang yourself, basically. If y'all got a question, y'all call in. If I'm going too fast, ask a question, and we got you covered, okay? Right. Nothing is never guaranteed, okay? Nothing's never guaranteed. So what's important here is that we have to understand that this is why they back off. This is going to finally, hopefully, answer your question of why it is we first meet, things seem like they're going right, but then all of a sudden she stops messaging me, or all of a sudden she stops wanting to see me or wanting to spend time with me, and how do I get it back? And here's the problem. Remember, if it goes below the line, you can never get back when you're below the line. That's just the rules. I don't make the rules. I'm just trying to tell you. As long as you're above the line, you're okay. But if you're on the line or below the line, you're not okay because you're not interesting. You're just an average guy. You're just average or below average or even weird, creepy. So I want to let you guys know. Guys, you can call in at 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 and all this other stuff. Wait, hold on. Let me go ahead because if you're going to ask a question. We don't want any fucking crying in this room. So just be quiet. Shut your fucking ass up with all that stupid ass shit, man. I want to hear all that whiny shit. I'm sorry, guys. Let's get it. Okay, so for all you guys out here. So let's look at the interactions. The first interaction is always going to be the meeting, okay? How you meet the woman. How you talk to her. Now, for a lot of you guys at this point, a lot of you guys will fail at this point. Because a lot of you guys at this point, because of how, now remember, everything is going to be based off of how you feel about yourself. This is key. How you feel about yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in what you're doing, or you're worshiping women, you're already on the line, you're between the line and the friend zone below. You're already there. She already knows that there's never going to be anything sexual with you. She already knows that. And if there is something sexual, it's because she's looking for something more than just you. There's something that maybe you're dangling in her face or something like that to get her to want to spend time with you, okay? Question here. So basically, if she pulls back, better off moving on and leave her alone. Yes, absolutely, because we don't waste our time. But here's the thing. The thing is, for a lot of guys out there, they don't understand that every move is so important in this game. You don't waste moves. Every move that you make is very vital to every move, everything that happens. So when you are making a move, you're making moves based off of not wasting your time. See, like my client, a lot of guys, y'all get in these conversations where you just begin to talk to them about a bunch of nothing. Now, for everyone that's listening, if y'all guys saw we posted the 2-hour testimonial. We posted that yesterday. Was it today or yesterday? I think it was today that we posted the testimonial. And what you'll notice is that guy, he was still on the line playing it safe. He never fell below the line. That's why we could save him. He was still on the line because he was talking to her from January on to the point where we talked to him. He never went below the line. That's why after we talked to him, he moved up above the line where she became more interested in him. Where is it at? Damn it, I can't find it. All right, but no, if y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Now, what is so important for you guys out there, that what we want to make sure, even in that, is that if you're okay if you're on the line, but you don't want to stay on the line too long. Every interaction is going to cause a movement with the woman and her mindset and her behaviors, her perception. So, yes, there can be interest when she first meets you, and there can be excitement when she meets you. But here's the trick of it. This is the thing that y'all understand. The greater the excitement, the faster the fall. Hold on. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just keeping it real. The greater the excitement she has for you, the faster the fall when you don't know what you're doing. See, when she meets you, sometimes she'll meet you and she's, wow. This happens with a lot of guys that work out. Let me give you an example. Guys that work out, you know, cock diesel, got muscles and all the other stuff. The excitement is very high because there's like, wow, he's got a gorgeous body. Some women love men with muscles. I'm not going to lie. The excitement reaches a high. But as soon as he opened his mouth, it drops drastically really fast because the excitement, because remember, the woman is saying, wow, he's cute. He's gorgeous. Look at his body. But then he opens his mouth and it gives her a snapback to reality. And the snapback to reality, gentlemen, the snapback, this is why it falls so fast. Not because of this. It's because of the snapback. The snapback is she wakes up from the dream of, wait. Whoa. Get a grip, girl. Get a grip. Wait a second. We got to slow this down. We got to see if this is going to work out. Yeah, he's got a nice body, but talking to him is taking my excitement away because he's not just, there's no type of conversation. There's no type of something that he's doing to bring out interest in me, if that makes any sense, guys. Hopefully I'm connecting all this to you guys because the level of your self-worth, okay, will always be the compass, the guide, and the wind pushing her sail to where you want to take her. It's always doing that. Now, see, I will explain. You want to know, I'm going to tell y'all something for the first time that I hope this doesn't depress any of you guys out here, but let me show y'all something. You want to know? I don't even make it, but you know what? I'll make it real quick. I'll make it real quick. Give me a second. I'll make it and post it. I'm going to show you this because I know a lot of y'all guys are always wondering about this. Let me show you something. And this is, it can happen in any. Give me a second. I'm making it right now, about to post it. I'm about to show y'all something. One there. All right. I'm about to download this and post it. I'm going to show y'all something. And this is going to answer a lot of your questions. A lot of guys out there always have the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question. And the million-dollar question is, how can I have a one-night stand with a woman and get her back to my place? And I'm about to answer that right now with this right now. I'm about to answer that right now. The only way you will be able to get a one-night stand is either when you are meeting her or talking to her, you go past being different to becoming exciting or sexually exciting. That is the only way. For all you guys out there, you know what you are and how much game you have, and you always want to know why it is you can't do it and we can. It's this simple right here. It is not a slow process. It's straight past. It goes whoo. So I want y'all to see that, because there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, a lot of you guys want the one night stands and you guys want women and stuff like that to sleep. Ooh, shit. Oh my God, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. And this is how the one night stands happen. The one night stands happen when, I'm about to answer your question, F dog. The one night stands happen, one more time, is when you go up. But for a lot of you guys, y'all swing that pendulum the other way because there is no sense of self. See, the guy that has game can always swing it and go beyond different to exciting based off of what he brings to the table. So then that is the thing that bypasses the woman's behavior of not making him work for it. You already got a free ticket. You got it. That's how it works. But it's at the point of interaction on how, it's all based off of what you think about yourself. And this is why a lot of you guys who want the one-night stands but don't believe in yourself, who want the one-night stands, and worship women, why you don't have it and why, because there's nothing excitement, why it turns more into creepy versus exciting. So I just want to let y'all guys know that. Let me go to is being afraid of leaving the beliefs. Fly boys, is it being afraid of leaving the beliefs with a guy of knowledge? Wait. You gotta articulate what you're writing. I'm trying to fucking understand this. Is it being afraid of leaving the beliefs with a guy of knowledge? Okay, so what you're saying is that are they scared because they think the guy with the knowledge is going to manipulate them? So I'm thinking I get what you're saying. So you're saying that when the guy talks to the woman, the reason she's so back offish or standoffish is because she's worried about being manipulated. Well, here's the thing that a lot of y'all don't understand. She knows what you are when you open your mouth and knows what you're capable of. Listen to what I'm saying. She knows when you open your mouth what you are capable of because she has met you before. And because she's met you before, she knows in her mind that, you know what? Oh, shit. And 714, hello, I'll just say hi to you, 714. We're not bringing you in. But she knows automatically what you are. She says hi to you. And here's the thing. When you say, as soon as you say hi to a woman, because how you feel about yourself, this is why what happens is why she, wait a second, because they are, wait. Let me correct this. Correction officer, I welcome you here. I welcome you with open arms. But please don't say no bitch shit like that, dude. This ain't the room. You sound like a fucking victim. You sound like a victim. They are mentally worried, and we've gone over this several times. You're new to this because of y'all red pill motherfuckers and y'all hypergamy motherfuckers and shit like that. That's why they're on edge, because they can't even say no to you motherfuckers without y'all hurting, bashing, and putting your hands on them. So what I'm saying to you is that that's not the truth. So please take that fucking shit somewhere else, man. Come on, man. We ain't about that silly ass shit over here. We're about man shit over here. We ain't about no victim shit. But anyway, let's get back to what we're saying. So what I'm saying is that I see what you're saying. So you're saying that she's holding herself back because she doesn't want to be manipulated. But what you don't understand, and I hate giving women this credit, is that she's not worried about being manipulated. If you, I'm about to hit you with a bomb now, please. F dog, I'm about to hit you with something. Hold on, let me go to my dog real here. I'm about to hit you with something, F dog. Listen. How can she be worried about being manipulated when she's already manipulating you? Ooh, wait. I'm going to say it again, because y'all guys think women are stupid. again, let me explain it. How can she worried about being manipulated by a surface dweller when you come in to the meeting already manipulated? That means, let me show you. Where's my sheet? Hold on. That means, let me show you. When you come into things, when you meet her, this is you. Woman, see that? Woman over man. So I'm going to say it again for all y'all guys that don't understand game. I'm trying to show y'all some shit y'all know what to tell y'all about. She's not manipulated when she meets you. It's just the Hansel and Gretel. She displays the gingerbread house. Let me show you guys. When you guys run into a woman for the first time, let me find it. Let your boy find it. Let me show y'all something. When you guys meet a woman for the first time, where is it at? Bet you it's on OTTO. See, when you meet her for the first time, my brother, you're the one manipulated. She just plays stupid and acts like she's the victim in all this shit. But she is already manipulated you before you even go up to her. You're manipulated. You're manipulated as soon as you open your mouth to her and you don't even know it. You don't even realize you're being manipulated because you're looking at the makeup, the weave, and the tight clothes to automatically place a judgment on that woman and a judgment on yourself. So she's not worried about the manipulation with a surface dweller, which she's worried about when she meets a man is that the worry is, I don't know what he's going to do next because he's coming straight at me. He's not coming from the sides. He's not running behind me. He's not nervous. He's not thirsty. He's not needy. So please, all my dogs, listen. You are the manipulated as soon as you see her because you, based off of the augmentation of the wig or the weave, the makeup, the eyeliner, the fake eyes, the fake nails, the motherfucking push-up bra or the tight clothes, you're already playing into her hands, and she's smart enough to play dumb because she's already got the majority of you guys. So don't get it wrong. This is why most of y'all fail, because you're already manipulated coming into this. You're manipulated by what she puts on her face and puts on her head, as in, oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, I'll never get a woman like that. Oh, my God, I've got to be this way and I've got to be that. So you are coming into it already losing, basically. She's not losing. There's no, believe me, they're not worried about that because they already know every move you're going to make and they got you wrapped around their finger. All right, so let's keep going. It's the next one. How can you reconnect with a woman who has left you? But see, DB, this is what I'm trying to explain to you, big guy. The reason she's backing off and leaving you on read is because knowing what you are to yourself. Okay, now listen to me. At 954, I'll bring you 1 second. She's reading you and realizes that there's nothing you can do for her on a sexual, sensual, romantic, kinky, or dirty level. You're just a waste of her time. So why would she waste her time with you when she can try to find somebody else who can fit what she thinks she needs? Remember, the world, and 955, I'll bring you 1 second. The world is based off of competition. It's all since inception, since you went to the egg, it's always been competition. So here's the thing. All she's doing is having you bring your application and your resume. She looks it over and she's like, no, I can't hire you for the job because guess what? You can't do the job because when I gave you the chance to have the job, you didn't know what to do with it when you had the opportunity. And that's why she's putting you on red, because there's nothing about you that makes her want to even talk or be around you. She's already telling you that I'm not the right one for you because you can't do anything for me sexually. You can't turn me on. You can't make me miss you or want or be with you. So her putting on red is her telling you that you're not the guy. All right. Let me get to this call real quick. Area code 954. Sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
I'm trying to meet up with this woman without taking her out. Do you have any suggestions?
What do you mean meet up with her without taking her out? Meet up and do what?
Well, get to know her better.
Meet up in... Okay, this doesn't make any sense.
Okay, you say within the first three text messages a guy should be setting up a date. But, I mean, Yes. That's a little too soon. I mean, because you never know if a woman, like, is, like, you know, you don't necessarily know.
Too soon for you. This is not, dude, I don't know why you, this is not for you. This is a advanced level class. This is not for you, buddy. You can't see what we're saying because of your level of thinking. It's just not on the level of that because everything we're saying is like a fantasy to you, like it cannot happen. If you paid attention, if you watched the last testimonial we posted where the guy was having trouble with the woman and we sent them two messages and all of a sudden she was interested. Right. So why do you think that happened? Why do you think that happened?
You gave him the game plan.
Well, I gave him the game plan, but what was in the game plan that made the shift?
Let me see. What's the word am I looking for? The charm.
Well, it's a little bit of the charm, but he more or less remember, it's a difference between talking at her and talking to her. Talking at
right.
her, interviewing her, beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, that's talking at her. All we did is we talked to her in two messages and flipped everything around. So what you're saying is, how can you meet up with a woman without taking her out? But here's the problem. What do you mean by meet up? What does meet up mean to you? I can't read your mind. So when you say meet up and do what?
Well, just have a sit down, just a regular sit down face to face, you know, so we can talk that way. I can look at her and look at her emotions, and her expressions.
Why don't you take a leg, spread your ass cheeks? Lake spread your ass cheek. A loaf of bread is 99 cents. Take it to the lake, spread your ass cheeks, and feed the fucking ducks. Why can't you do that?
Well, unfortunately, I've tried that technique, and a lot of them, they'll find an excuse, you know, not to go. Like,
when you say you try the technique, walk me through the try the technique. 612, we got you next. What is the try the technique? Explain that to us.
From the first three messages, I set up a day. I'm like, hey, would you like to go?
That's what you're saying. Let me hear what you're saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say to her?
I asked them if they wanted to go to the park and feed the ducks.
Wait. If they want to, okay. If they want to go, then you're talking to her. Why can't she accompany you? Two different things, right?
Right.
I'm not going to ask you. What? Hey, I'm going to the lake Sunday, and I'd love for you to accompany me and come with me. Versus, do you want to fuck what she wants? I'm not there to ask what she wants. I'm there to say, look, I'm going. Listen, I know this great lake. I love to sit back and relax and just love the atmosphere. I'd love for you to come and accompany with me on Sunday around whatever time. And it just gives us a chance to sit, relax, and talk to each other. See how I painted that? I'm talking to her at that point. You see what I'm saying? Whereas you're saying, do you want? You're asking a question. I'm saying, I'm offering. I'm making an offering to you. I'm not asking you. I'm offering you to spend some time with me. Because with or without you, I'm still going there. And if it's not with you, I'm going to either go by myself or I'll ask another woman. Does that make any sense, brother?
Yes. So one final question. So basically, and not just this, so basically I should never ask her what she wants, correct?
Well, because I don't care what she wants. Because I'm not – okay. I'm not going to ask her what she wants because she doesn't even know what the fuck she wants. Because what she thinks she wants is not actually what she wants. She thinks she wants a guy that's single. She thinks she wants a good guy. She thinks she wants a nice guy, a guy that's caring, a guy that will put his coat on a puddle. She thinks that's what she wants. But, okay, call her. All right, remember this. Let me show you something, my brother. Peep game. Peep game, my brother. Right, check this out. The reason why I don't give a fuck what she wants is because I'm going to be everything she needs. Remember, the needs override the want, okay? Does that make any sense? See, I'm not asking her what she wants because what she wants, she doesn't know what she wants. She thinks she wants, but the need will always override a want. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So why do you think Mickey Mouse helped all of us out?
Okay, you went way over my head with that.
Oh, I know I did. That's what the show is, but I'm going to bring you home. Why do you think Mickey Mouse did us the best favor ever? Every man around the world. Mickey Mouse, as you should, every time you, if you had Disney or think about Mickey, just put your wine up to him. Why do you think Mickey helped us out with women?
I don't think he did at all.
Okay, because again, that's how you're thinking. Okay, I'm trying to elevate you, okay? Let me just explain why. What Mickey did with the woman when she was a little girl was he painted the happily ever after. Can we agree on that? He painted the good guy, the happily ever after. Right, okay. But you're missing one more element. You're missing one more thing. What do you think he also painted to her on a subconscious level?
That's not what she wants?
No. You forgot there were two different characters in all these fucking movies. There was the asshole, the bad boy, the jerk, the guy that went after what he wanted, the guy that was fearless, the guy that didn't care, the guy that gave no fucks. That was entwined in her subconsciously. Remember, at a young age on her level, she was always looking for the one or the happily ever after, right? But when she became more mature, okay, how many times have you seen any of those Disney girls or, like Britney Spears or Hannah Montana, you name them. You go down the line. Any young girl at first, they all bubbly popcorn and, hey, guys are this and guys are that. I want looking for love. And then when they mature and get older, why do you think they acting all out and shit in a sexual way? And why do you think they always end up with the assholes and the bad boys? Because what Mickey has done is Mickey has laced them on a subconscious level, okay? Now, I want you to think about this subconsciously, okay? Are you understanding what I'm saying so far? Is there anything I'm saying that is like throwing you off? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Everything you're saying makes sense, but at the same time, you say you're a nice guy. But how are you a nice guy and an a-hole at the same time?
I'm not a nice guy. Who said I was a nice guy? I never said I was a nice guy. I never said I was a nice guy.
One time you was it was you and LaCario. You're like, hey man, me and LaCario, hey man, we're nice guys.
Well, yeah, well, I'm a nerd and a geek, and I'm nice and I'm respectful. Yeah, but I've never been told by a woman I'm nice. I've always been told I'm an asshole, selfish, conceited, cocky, arrogant, all the other shit. That's what I'm told. If a woman ever told me I'm nice and sweet and kind, thoughtful and loving, that's death. That's death to me. But let me finish telling you what I was telling you about. I want you to think about every evil fucking person that Disney had pushed out subconsciously to the woman. Here are the things they have in common. They have vision. They have direction. They are impactful in some kind of way. They go beyond the call of duty sometimes to do things. They're only focused on their self. They don't give a fuck. They drive results. They're very decisive. They have a certain kind of a standard. They will take risks. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? All these guys are what Mickey set us up for because that is what the bad boy or the asshole is. Remember, there's always good and bad in those Disney movies. There's always the good guy, but when they get older subconsciously, that's why they're always going or following as a young girl, they want the knight in shining armor and the guy. But as they begin to mature, they see the knight in shining armor as a good guy that can be a great friend, a friendly guy. There's nothing about him. It's like a library versus the asshole who is a roller coaster. Does that make any sense? 612, I got you.
Yes.
Does that make any sense? So
yes.
What I'm saying to you is that that's why we talk to women versus talk at them. See, if you wanted to go out to get to know or meet up with a woman, that's fine. You don't have to feed her. I'm never saying you don't have to feed her. All you're saying is, I don't care if you want. Look, brother. Look. If you wanted to walk your fucking dog at the dog park, and you're interesting to that woman, she will go to the goddamn dog park just to be with you. Remember that woman in that testimonial? What was she saying? I want to know everything about you. You remember she said it. I want to know how you tick, how you think. You remember that?
Yeah.
So, but why? Because the interest level went above that line because he was different and there was some excitement. Different and excitement changes everything versus boring, don't know what you're doing, friendly, and creepy. So if you – let's give you an example. If you're walking your dog and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm about to walk Ren 1010 or whatever the fuck your dog name is. You know what? I'm about to go to Visitor's dog park or Tyler's dog park at 11 o'clock. Would you like to accompany with me? Would you like to come along? They will come along. And they don't care about a food at that point because they want to spend time with you. Because they're trying to pick your fucking brain to why you are not like the average guy. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So did I answer your question, sir?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
So, yeah. So just make sure when you're talking to that woman. Now, wait, hold on. You asked them, can you accompany them? And they said no, right? Right?
I didn't actually accompany them. I asked them if they wanted to accompany me.
Right. You asked them if they wanted to. You never asked to accompany you. You asked if they wanted to. And they said no, right? And what did you do after that?
Well, they didn't flat out say no. They threw an excuse at me.
Well, what did you say? What was it? Give me an excuse. What was the excuse they said?
I'm busy today.
Right.
Mind you, today's one of her days off. So I was like, okay, I already know what that means.
No, it's not just I'm busy today. It's that she's not interested in you. Because even if she was busy and she was interested in you, she would give you another time. So, again, this is why you got to sit down for 30 minutes and learn your bid because you don't know your bid. If you learned your bid, guess what? You would nail her. You would nail her to the coffin because in your bid, you're setting her up and forcing her to have more character attributes than just looking good. And if you knew your bid correctly and learned it, which I'm sure you don't want to do, which is fine, but if you knew it and she said something like that, that would be the key to you letting her ass go because of what you say in your bid. So that's the problem. You're just not interested. You're just an average guy that's not interesting to her. I didn't say to all women. I just said to her or whoever's been telling you, every woman that's been telling you they're busy or making excuses, you're just not interesting. You might be friendly. You're nice and friendly. They might like to, you know, hang out and eat some popcorn while she talks to another guy to you. But there's nothing sexual that draws her to say, damn, I want to be with this guy. Does that make any sense?
Thank you for the hint. I said all right. Yes.
Okay. Respect to you, man. If you got another question, just call back, man. All right, let me get to 612. 612, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve the Dean. This is Toby. How you doing?
Fine, sir. What's your question? How can I help you? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Okay, I think I've made a mistake so far. So I met a chick on a Friday, like 2 weeks ago. And I ended up spending the night doing a little pillow talk here and there. And I left Saturday morning, right? And I was visiting the state. I'm not even from this state, all right? So then you know, I leave, I don't talk to her for a while. She calls me like Sunday night, about to be Monday. And she was like, oh, I want to talk to you again. I want to see you again. So, and I was like, I wasn't even thinking about trying to even see this chick. And
all right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. So if all you knew you just wanted to fuck her, why didn't you just let her know you just wanted to fucking go our separate ways? Why are you pulling... Why would you pillow talk her and make her feel like that there was more to you than just you wanting to fuck her?
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you why.
You're right.
This is why they love men like us and hate motherfuckers like you, because you're manipulating them instead of being real with them. See, if you were real with her and fucked her and went on your way, she would just fuck you and then not bug you, call you, or talk to you. But because you were pillow talking her, she had the idea that you wanted more than just fucking. And that's why she's calling you. And now all of a sudden you're like, damn, why are you bugging me? Why are you doing this? You didn't want that in the first place. So why would you manipulate her, dog? Why would you manipulate her?
I wasn't even trying to.
No, you was trying to, because you was pillow talking that motherfucking woman. You didn't want that. You just wanted to fuck, right? Right?
Well, I mean, at first, yeah.
Right? No, not at first. No, I don't want to hear it first, because you said she was calling you and you didn't want to answer her calls, right?
But I did, right? though. That's what I'm saying.
Man, what's your question, man? What's up? What's your question?
So I saw her again, like, the next week, like, on a Saturday to Sunday. And then after that, you know, I went on my way. So I left back to my original state, you know. And so she's from a different state. I'm from a different state. But, you know, I kept in contact with her, and I was talking to her saying, oh, like, maybe we should meet each other again. And so what she had done is she booked a flight to come out to see me for, like, 3 days, basically a weekend.
And what is your question?
My question is, I feel like she doesn't feel comfortable with the situation now anymore because she feels like it's a different story. So I'm trying to talk to you.
Of course, it's a different story. And this
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I hate the most? Let me tell you what I hate the most. I hate defending fucking women. I hate that shit. If there's anything I hate worse in the world, is defending a fucking woman. I hate that shit.
All right.
You manipulated her and made her think that you were something that you wasn't. And then you reinforce it when she started reaching out to you. You started making her feel, what was the judgment? You made her feel like a slut. You made her feel like she was dirt under your shoe. You made her feel like she ain't shit. So what you did was you shifted everything in her mind. Because at that point, you made her feel stupid. Because she feels stupid because she trusted you, because she thought you actually were interested in her and all you wanted to do was fuck her. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be this interesting guy again. What's in it for her when you've already laid down the first perception? Why do you think she's feeling some kind of way about seeing you after you made her feel like shit, man? God, I hate defending women, man. Fuck.
Damn. I don't know what to do because I made her pay for a plane ticket, and now she's trying to come over, and I'm like, shit, like, this is a bad idea now.
Why don't you see her then? What's the problem?
Because I don't really think it's going to work out. I was just like, damn, I actually talked her into like wanting to come and see me.
Didn't you know this before she got the ticket? Wait, did you? How old are you, dog? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Didn't you know this before she got the plane ticket that you weren't interested in her?
No, we were talking about it. That's what I'm saying. We were talking about
it. I didn't ask you if you were talking. I said, did you know? Were you interested in her before she got that plane ticket?
Yeah, no, I was.
So then what changed?
It was just like her attitude towards the situation, because after she bought it,
the attitude that you created? You created this.
Damn.
She didn't wake up one morning with an attitude. God, I hate God. Oh, I hate defending women, man. She didn't wake up with an attitude. You created this shit, surface dweller, because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing. So,
like,
I don't know how I did it.
Like, I just talked to her. I was just talking. Listen,
you just said after you fucked her, she started wanting to talk to you and wanting to call you, and you were like, you were standoffish to her,
right or wrong. I accepted that, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the change, man. That's why she's what she's doing right now or having that attitude. You created this because you were talking sweet in her ear, and then after you got the ass, you flipped. Man, I don't care how sweet you were talking. The sweet you were talking was she thought y'all were going towards a relationship. But all you were trying – all
okay,
you were doing
so
was
I see,
fuck.
Okay. Yeah, see, so that's where I fucked up because –
Right, so you can't get mad at her. So you're getting mad at her for something you did? How does that work?
I mean, she feels like she, I don't know. Like, I'm not mad.
Well,
I'm just like,
she shouldn't feel that way. Wait. She shouldn't feel that way? Feeling manipulated? Feeling like trash? Feeling like dirt and scum under your shoe? She shouldn't feel that way?
I feel like she thinks like she feels stupid for doing what she did because... Like,
what
I'm
you
talking
did
to her, like,
for
damn, like,
will you listen,
me.
Dweller? Please fucking listen.
I'm
she feels that way for what you did. What you did. You hit a chain of events by talking sweet to her, knowing all you want to do was fuck. And when she realized that, she felt like a whore. She felt like trash. She was upset with herself already. For trusting that you were an honest guy and you're not honest. You're lying and you are manipulating her. So that's why she's feeling some kind of way. She just didn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to be this way. You created this, man. You did. So you want her. Do you want her to come down or not? What do you want?
I'm interested. Like, I'm excited that she's coming down.
You're just saying what? What are you saying?
I'm just saying that, like, I feel like this is not, like, an ideal situation to even start a relationship if this is going to, like, play out the way I think it's going to play out.
Wait.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Where did this go from I want to fuck her to I want a relationship now?
Well, I mean, I like the fact that she was still interested. That's really why I want to see where things go.
Wait.
Am I fucking up?
You manipulated. You made her feel like shit. Because she has an attachment to you. And now you want a relationship. She's mad at you and acting a certain way. And do you want to see her or not, man? What the fuck do you want to do?
I do. I just want to see where this goes.
She's
coming to my crib for 3 days. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, have her that long in my crib like that. You know what I mean?
Dweller. If you didn't want her for 3 days, why didn't you tell her when she was getting the fucking ticket to come for one or two?
I mean, my God,
you guys nuts going to drop from your stomach and you man up and tell women shit.
All right.
I don't understand, surface dwellers, man. Listen, if you don't want her for 3 days, then tell her you don't want her for 3 days and see if she can adjust the ticket.
It's already too late. It's been bought. That's what I'm saying. Like, so now I got to figure out if I can make her buy a hotel or some shit.
Listen. Oh, my God. You guys, man. I hope y'all see why they fuck guys like us on the side and why they just love us so much. Because they never have to worry about any inconsistency with a man. Because a man is consistently consistent in everything he does, and he already knows what's going on. He has the itinerary set up. He knows every detail. But you, surface dweller, you don't know shit. You have a woman that's interested in you that went and bought and used her own money to come see you, and the things you're giving her, and I don't care how much it is. Why don't you, man, dude, what's wrong with y'all,
okay, listen.
Man?
Okay, so... I'm just like what I'm nervous about, I guess, like her coming over.
Oh, now you're nervous.
Like,
what are you nervous about?
Okay, look, I don't have a plan set up. That's why I'm like, if she comes over here for 3 days, like, I'm not gonna like, I don't feel like I should just like show her around town and like take her out to this like crazy places and stuff like that.
Why not be a hospital?
I don't know. I'm dwelling. Am I tripping? Okay.
Yeah, let me explain something to you. When I had my little apartment and everything, and I was talking to women and shit out of town and stuff, they would come see me for a few days, just like you. But when they came to see me, I made it so great they didn't even want to fucking leave because I showed them different sides and different aspects of me by taking them out and showing them out of the town and spending time with them, not just outside. Okay. It wasn't just indoor fucking. We were fucking outside. We were fucking all over the place and all these different things and in the elevator and in the movie theaters and all everywhere we went, we had a great time. But I was just showing her a side of my world and a side of my life that they love. They love that shit. I'm a great host to anybody that came through. I would always make sure, remember, that's the guide. I'm having you, you're having her over. I already have her female supplies in my drawer already that she can grab anytime, which she was like kind of always going off because they see I'm... What they love is that I have my shit together. Even though I had a small apartment, I took two buses to work. I had my shit together. Mm-hmm. And I know when you're spending it with me, I'm going to make that. You're going to have a great time with my motherfucking ass. I know that. But see, you don't know that because you're not used to a woman because you rarely probably get them. You're not used to someone wanting to come see you, which is probably freaking you out.
I mean, not in that type of way, though. That's what I'm saying. Because it's like, it's the first time for everything, I think. And so this is a new situation for me.
Yeah, but you're 28 years old. This shouldn't be a first time. The problem is it's the first time and you're 28 years old. This should have happened at fucking 14, 15, 16 years old, man. You're 28 years old.
I come from a really religious background.
I don't care. The bottom line is you can still have that shit set up. Hey, listen. You got to prepare for these moments. These moments should already been prepared for. So you're having her over. Let her come and see you. Man, don't let her waste that. How dare you? I mean, my God, man. You want to put her in a hotel. Dude, you already made her feel like shit.
And now you want to come see you.
And then you want to put her up in a hotel room? You knew she was coming for 3 days. Yeah, that's fucked. Dude, I hate this. I hate this conversation. I hate this because all I'm doing is fucking defending women because this is not her
fault. I'm trying to learn.
You ain't trying to learn. You ain't got no fucking game, man. You got to be a motherfucking man. If she spent all that, how would you? Let's flip it. You're really interested in this woman. Y'all been talking. Yeah. You're like, I'm about to come see you for 3 days. It's like, all right, cool. All right, cool. Then all of a sudden she hears, you know, on the 12th hour, she calls you and say, well, I don't know if it's a good idea if you should come 3 days, but I paid for my ticket. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we just put you in a hotel? What the fuck are you going to think?
That is some fuck shit. That is some fucked up
shit. That's my point. So suck it up. Spend 3 days with her. And just enjoy the thing and learn from the lesson. But don't do this next time. Stop.
Should I wind
the
diners, what you're saying?
Well, you did it for pussy. You did it for the wrong. See, you whined and dined and was pillow talking her because you wanted some fucking pussy. And all you had to do is be honest with her and let her know that's all you wanted. And let her make the decision. But manipulated the fucking decision by making her feel that it was more than what it actually was. And that's why I hate you guys, because I got to defend these fucking women because of motherfuckers like you, man. Oh, my God, man. And now, do you see why red pill guys are always upset about women? Because it's red pill motherfuckers like you that create the women this way. It's guys like you that create women to be real fucking mean, cruel, and walk over motherfuckers. Because when they trust you and think that you're actually an honest motherfucker, and then they find out, so then you create this shit.
Yeah.
So what would happen is If you would have did the hotel and all that stuff, man, the next red pill guy or whatever comes along, 941, I got you next. The next guy comes, she would eat their lunch, man. An innocent guy. It could be a guy that's opposite you that really wants a relationship. But what do you think she's going to say? Oh, I heard that before. You ain't going to get my
And she's going to fuck his life up. All right.
She's going to fuck his life up because you fucked up her life by not being real with her.
Damn. Okay.
Just think next time. Yes, it is your fault, but it was a great call, man. I just, please, man, please, if you're just going to smash, let her know. I'd rather her, listen, they will say no, but when they realize what you are, they can change their minds, man. And then if you, as long as you keeping it a buck and then y'all fuck and she still wants to see you, then it's fine because she can never get mad or angry or mad because I kept it a buck with you. I told you this is what I am. And that's why I always tell you, I'm going to give you a contract you can't refuse. You can see whoever you want. I'm not going to run behind you. Go out to dinner. Go out whatever you want. Just when you want some dick, just let me know. That's it. And then when you get the dick, give them the dick, they can't. They can never say, you lied to me. You can never say that because I'm not setting myself up for that downfall. I've always kept it a buck with you. This is what I am. You cannot have me. You can have some of me, but you can't have me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I always keep it a buck. Yeah. Okay, man? All right, man. We'll throw you back
in.
You got another question, let me know. I respect to you. Guys, we'll get to 941, 1 second, 941. I'll bring you in 1 second. I'm sorry, guys. Just real quick, we got a lot of questions to ask. Got a lot of guys asking questions. We got y'all covered. Thank all you guys. Just one moment. I know it's the top of the hour. 941, I got you next. 941, I got you next. We just got to do our creed real quick, like I promised everybody. Real quick, I just want to say for all you guys, let's do the creed real quick. Just take a moment, and we'll get back into the show. Guys, this is for you guys out there. We're thinking about the man mindset. We push learning and talking to yourself, uplifting yourself, saying loving, kind, respectful words to yourself, where you then begin to believe in yourself. And this is just a creed. You could create your own. Here we go. Let's read it. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And everybody, as we finish, if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. All right, so let me go ahead and bring in the next caller, guys. That's the creed. Guys, we got y'all covered. Let me bring in area code 941. 941, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Steve.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, my brother?
Man, so here's the dilemma, right? And, all right, so I'm going to start it off by saying it's a chick at work.
Then you know what I'm about to say.
I already know. And I ain't going to
If you already
out,
know,
like,
just get the formalities and ask your question then. I don't even need to hear about work. You already fucked up. So what's your question?
So I was on my SEMA retention shit, right? I was just doing my thing. SEMA retention is what it is.
What is your question? I don't need to hear all this other shit. If you're fucking with a woman at your job, you know how we try to tell y'all dumbass surface dwellers to stop shitting and eating where you go because you ain't got no game. So what is your question?
I wasn't fucking with it like that. So
what is your question, man? I don't care. Right. What is your question? I got you.
Right.
Ask the question. I got you. What's your question?
So, basically, after I smashed, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not the dude for you. You know what I'm saying?
After you probably like the other guy, after lying to her, all of a sudden, after you get the pussy, you want to treat her like shit and a slut and a whore. Absolutely. So what is your question? What is your question?
So you didn't tell her you did a fuck.
You fucked her, and then you told her, I don't want anything to do with you, right?
No, I told her I wasn't trying to fuck her. I told her I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to this, but she kept pressing me.
So then why? What is the question? So you didn't fuck her then? What is the question then? You didn't want to fuck her, so you didn't fuck. So then, hold on.
Then I fucked
her. 862, hold on, 862, I got you next. How old are you, man? How old are you? How?
27.
You're 27 years. You don't want to fuck her, but you fucked her. That doesn't make any sense.
She came over to crib
what
and
is
said
your,
she wanted
okay.
to play a song for me.
Man, whatever, it dweller. What is your question, man? What is the question?
All right. So I told her I just want to go back to how it was before all that happened. She's like,
I'm about to hang
okay,
up on you
cool.
if you don't answer. I don't want to hear this. Listen, what is 2 + 2? What is 2 + 2?
4.
Then do you think all I right. want to hear about you standing in line? You think I want to hear about you giving Miss Crabtree an apple? You think I want to hear that you sat in your desk and you were looking at her? Or do I want to know the fucking 4? So again, for the last time, what is your question? I don't need to hear all this other shit because you're weak as fuck letting a woman who you didn't want to fuck come over and fuck you because you're weak. We know that. So we don't need to hear the story. What is your question?
So she tried to rekindle the old relationship as far as just let's just be cool.
Goodbye. Goodbye. When you ask somebody a question, who, what, why, where, when? How? Who, what, why, where, when? How? Why? How do I? What do I? I gave him a chance. Okay, y'all cannot say that I was mean. I gave him a chance. I asked him to tell me the answer the question. But yet he wants to tell me all these statements. I asked him to answer. I did it 3 times. Let me get to the next caller. 862, sir. How can I help you, sir? How can I help you, sir?
I asked him to answer. I did it three times.
Okay, all right, goodbye. Yeah, please fix your phone. Call me back when you're ready to talk. Anyway, guys, let's get back to the show, guys. I know y'all got questions. I'm going to go down and answer all your questions and all this other stuff. Give me a second, guys. Y'all can call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Let me keep going. I got several questions. I got y'all in the chat room. We got you covered. If you want to call in, go ahead. She asked me, why is it that I use audio message whenever I say something sexual or intimate? I respond to saying I use an audio message so she can see the picture that I'm painting. Was that a good response? If that is to you, absolutely it's a good response. You should back it up. 862, I'm going to bring you back in. Please turn down the mic and please ask your question. 773, I got you next. Here's the thing, young man, E-Dog. This is why, listen, always remember this, and I got you. Wait, hold on a second, 862. I just got to explain this to this young man. This is very important. See, don't do shit if you can't defend it. Remember at the end of the day, brother, whenever this is very important, write this down, young man. I want you to see this, all right? I want you to see what I'm showing you right here. Whenever you stand on your square and do something, you know why you're doing it. You can defend what you're doing. You can stand on what you're doing and express what you're doing. So when a woman asks you this question and you can't answer it or you don't believe in your answer, then you're just throwing shit up on the wall that you heard on this show because it was so good on the show, you tried to do it yourself. Don't do that. Don't just grab shit. A lot of you guys grab shit, use it, it works, and then all of a sudden you don't know what to do next. If you're actually doing it because you know why you're doing it, this shouldn't even be a question. This shouldn't even be a question, but let me get to these calls real quick. Error code 862 and then 773. 862, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm calling because I want to know, I want to get your insight on a situation. Long story short, you know, I had a young lady staying by me, and all she was doing everything, cleaning, cooking, you feel me, like doing everything, but I end up kept reacting dumb and basically kicking her out. So, you understand? I want her back.
You kicked her out. As in what? Was she living with you?
Yeah, she was living with me for 2 months.
Why did you move a woman into your house?
I don't know. You know, she was going through a little situation, so I figured...
No. How old are you? You're not six. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
25.
Why did you move her into your place? You should know why. You're king. Why did you move her in? Tell me why. I'm not judging you. I don't care what you buy it. Wait, you liked her, and because you liked her, you wanted to move her in because you liked her?
Yeah, but it's more to that, you know, like her living situation was like rocky. You feel me? Like she really had nowhere to go.
Wait. What is her living situation? Is your business? What business of yours? Her living situation. Why do you care?
Right, none.
Well, exactly. So I mean. Okay, well, you know a squirrel's living situation ain't good. You want to let all the squirrels in?
Nah.
So then what's, I don't understand. Why were you cupcaking her like that?
Nah, you're right, man. Like, you know, like in the moment, I didn't look at it like that. In the moment, I just see myself, trying to help all types of shit.
Hey, that's what I'm here for, brother, because they let you see the game of what it is, man. So right. Now, and you kicked her out. Now you want her back? What did you kick her out for? Oh my God! What did you kick her out for?
Alright. Long story short, you feel me? Like, shit,
what'd you kick her out for?
All right, long story short, I took my keys. I told she went to throw the garbage, but she came back like a few hours later. But she told me she had run into somebody in the streets, and she had got a job. You know, she ain't got a phone. I called a lady and checked
out.
What?
She got a job? Why are you tripping on that then?
No. See what happened, though. I talked to her that night, but I just got mad because the morning I wake up, I walk past her. She wake up, she threw Netflix on the TV, and she ain't even tell a nigga good morning or nothing. So I'm like, you feel me? So just that alone, I went inside.
Okay. So then you kicked her out, right? And now you want her back? Now you want her back? Man, wait, time out. Hold on, 773. Why are y'all making me defend women today? Why? I'm trying to help you. Y'all forcing me to defend women today? This is not me defending women day. It's me trying to show you how women. Come on, man. I can't.
Hey, my bad, G. I ain't even trying to do it.
Fam, all right. You kicked her out. Now you want her back. How long did you know her for?
Man, for probably like, I know her for probably like 2 months.
What state are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Is there a forest that you know of in New Jersey? In Crystal Lake out in New Jersey where Jason is, isn't there a woods? Is there like a forest out there, something out there?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to fly in tomorrow. You take me to that forest and shoot me in the back of my Madubala Oblagaba and kill my fucking ass because y'all are killing me with this shit. Why?
Hey, yo, my
runner back.
My
back.
I know her, my man. And the only reason why I want her back because I feel like I type fucked up. You feel me? And I feel like I did too much. So I feel like, you know, let me just, I don't know.
I got to give a shout out to Poland. When you walk up to her and you're like, baby, I want you back. She gonna take her mace and scream security and spray you all in your face. She doesn't want you back. Yeah, you in love, freelance. Why you in love?
Oh,
Yeah, bro. Some shit, yeah, bro. Something like that, man. Bro, I don't know what the fuck, bro.
She threw that ass all on your ass. She, ooh, man, she threw that ass on you. So you in love, huh?
Yeah, some shit like that, bro. Like, I'm keeping the buck. I ain't embarrassed.
Oh, man. I go get on you on that, dog. Do you want to call her right now and tell her you want her back?
I'll do that, my G, but she ain't even got a phone. I was talking to her through Snapchat.
Then why are you fucking with a woman with no phone? Come on, man. Are you messing with a girl?
I know, bro. Bro.
Hey, D, you could call me later. I'm about to fight Batman and Superman, and I don't have a phone. Why do you mess with women that don't have phones, bro? No job,
bro,
no phone.
Bro, I'm fucking up, bro. I know and that because I'm used to chicks better than that. I don't know. Like, you know, I was just trying to do a good thing, help the little shorty out. Feel me? Let she get her foot shit like that.
My God. There's a cat in your neighborhood that needs some milk. Just pour some milk in the bowl and put that out your door, and you've done a good thing. Oh, there's some birds. Just get a little bit of bird seed and put it in the little thing and let the poor little birds eat. That's a good thing. You never, ever move a woman in. But see, you moved her in for love, man. You in love. She threw that on you like, oh, girl, I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Ooh, you didn't say good morning to me. Get out! And as soon as she got out, you were like this. And as soon as she goes in, you were like,
girl, you feel like I was do it because this shit happened like 3 weeks ago. Like,
wait, no, come on, man. Dude. You heartbroken. You in love, man. With someone
yeah, bro.
That's broke, she ain't got no phone. 773, I'll bring you in next. Dog, look, man. Look. I want you to stand outside your window and go, hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. Y'all lying to rich motherfuckers out there. That's what I'm saying, man. You might as well sing to the... How you get in touch with her? I don't. Hey, look. Maybe you grab. Hey, wait. Here you go. Wait. There you go. Here you go. Yeah, you can write. You can write something on a piece of paper, and you can roll that bitch up like this, and go get the dub. You don't talk dub. That motherfucker.
You cut it up.
Right. And then you can put the note on the dub and like let it go. It's cool. Hey, I got one better for you, dog. Peep game. Check this out. You can get a bottle, write a message in that motherfucker. That's how all the chick flicks happen, brother. Put that note in that bottle and shit, my brother. Shit. Chuck that motherfucker in the ocean. And dog, while she ain't working and shit, thinking about her next motherfucking meal and shit, no phone, and she walking all sad and shit, and then all of a sudden, there's a bottle just magically appears, and then there's the dove coming. So you're hitting her with two different ways, and then she's like, and you open up, and oh my God, wait a second, there's a note in here. Who's it for? Oh my God, it's 862. He wants me back. And then she can run back
man.
In your arms. And my God, you can have the slick love scene that you always wanted, man. You can always have that, man. Yeah. Now, in reality, in the real world, you better charge that shit to the motherfucking game, dog. Okay?
Okay. Got you. Copy. All right, my G.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. Wait, that's the chorus. I wonder, wait, hold on, guys, hold on, wait, what's the chorus? What's the chorus? I forgot the chorus, hold on, Hold on, wait. Give me a second. Hold on, wait. We gonna sing the chorus. I'm gonna show you what to sing. Hold on. Let's see here. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let's see. I forgot. Hold on. I forgot the lyrics and shit. Hold on. Here we go. Oh yeah. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start off by saying, I love you. That's the piano shit. Just get out. Just go.
Man, that's bad, bro.
Yeah, no, just go outside. Hey, dog, you got the dub, you got the bottle. Hey, look. When I was in third grade, what we used to do, we used to write little notes and shit before they get in touch with us, and we put them on a balloon, and we throw the fucking balloons in the air, and it was like a pen pal, and we were always wondering how far the balloon would take the message. Now it was third grade and shit. I didn't know any better, but, you know, that was third grade and shit. So... Fuck. Hey, why y'all getting on me? I can't sing. Singing ain't my forte. I'm a bad motherfucker, but singing ain't my forte. But anyway, caller, I got to grab this other call. But like I say, man, just charge to the game, man, okay? You had to let that one go.
All right,
man.
Good, my dude. All right,
yeah, hey, look, don't hold on that. Hey, don't be grabbing on that pillow tonight. Like, you be like rubbing that pillow, like, hey, and don't sniff the pillow. Please take all your sheets, because I know that scent is somewhere either on that sheet or in that pillowcase. Grab all that shit and wash that shit. Wash her scent out of your fucking house. Don't go around sniffing clothes.
I did all that shit today. Word. Everything, yeah, washed, like, everything.
Hey, girl. Oh, man, I remember that moment when her and I were together. And she, it was the first time we kissed. First time I looked into her eyes.
Yo, bro, I'm done, bro.
I knew she didn't have a phone. I was thinking about getting her Cricket phone. I should have got her that Cricket phone. All right, so, hey, man, I understand, man. Get that sent out, man, all right?
All right, my man.
All right, man. All right, much love to you. Respect, right, man. We'll throw you back in. Air code 773, time for the wait. We're going to continue, guys. I got y'all covered. Hold on. 773, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hello, how you doing, Steve? I got two questions.
Sir, how are you, brother? Yeah, what's up, brother?
Yeah, I was recently introduced to you through Taekwondo, like watching his stream, and like, I just wanted to know your stance.
To the moon, brother. Yes.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to know your stance on, like, you know, texting games, and then, you know, I got this from the Red Pill side, where they're saying, like, how you're not supposed to give her a lot of non-sexual attention, and, like, texting and calling is, like, only for a certain date. I want to know, like...
Well, that's stand- okay. All right. Oh, we're not Red Pill, okay? We're men, okay, first off, all right? Here's the way I look at it. I look at it this simple. How am I going to get her to want to fuck me if all I'm doing is just doing what the average motherfucker does, who doesn't have game, who can't eat pussy, who can't kiss, who is not sensual, sexual, romantic, seductive, kinky, dirty, and nasty? Why would I want to be like you guys? Why would I... Okay, let me ask you a question. All right. Life is kind of like, and I always say this, life is kind of like the Discovery Channel. Have you ever met a lion that killed a zebra in the Serengeti and said, oh, guess what? I'm going to prance off for 3 or 4 days and come back, and that zebra carcass is going to be exactly where I left it. You think that's going to happen? What do you think happens if that lion walks off? What do you think is going to happen?
Other lions will get to it.
Other lions, other predators. Whoever comes first come, first serve, right? So right. What is that telling you? See, here's the thing, caller. The reason those guys are telling you to leave a message and not say anything, because they don't have any substance. to talk to a woman, to draw and bring out things in that woman. And again, let me explain, because are you watching the video? Because I want to show you something as I'm talking. Are you watching the video?
Give me 1 second. Now,
switch to the video, because I want to show you something, because this connects to the show. And I'm going to show y'all why y'all lose. I'm going to show y'all why y'all lose.
1 second.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
This is what I want to show you. So what happens is, if we're looking at what I created, when you meet her, okay, what you are doing as soon as you stop talking to her, as soon as you stop talking to her, my brother, this is exactly where you go. You begin to go downwards, because you either get friend zoned or you're going to be that creepy guy, because you don't have any game, and you think that, what, is she supposed to wait for you? Is she supposed to wait for you?
No.
What is the woman supposed to do? You're talking to a girl, and you exchange information, and then you stop talking to her. What is she supposed to do? Wait by her fucking phone for you to come around?
No.
All right, well, let me ask you this dumbass question. Do you overstand how many guys are trying to fuck her? Let's just take an average one. Okay? Let's take a 7. Now, I'm not even going to tell you about the 8, 9, 10. Let's even take a 6. Fuck her. Let's go below average. Let's take a 6. Do you know how many guys are trying to fuck her? Not only in her fucking city, her state, country, world, you name it. You know how many guys are trying to fuck her?
Hello.
So let me ask you a question. So what are you saying to her by saying, I'm only going to talk to you one time, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore after that? What are you telling her about yourself?
Like, you don't care about her, really?
Wait. That you don't care about her? Nah, you can't.
I mean,
okay. Wait. Let me explain something to you again. I want to share that this, okay. This is how cold women are. I just want to say for y'all guys, this is like Steve, like, for, I need to just change the subject of the show, that it's like Steve defending women's show, because you don't even see it. I want you to think about this. You listen to all that red pill bullshit. Let me ask you a question. How much power does a woman have for somebody to create a pill, which comes from a movie written by a woman and produced and directed by transsexuals, that they not only come up with a pill, but they're coming up with an excuse? How much power does that woman have? I want you to think about this for a second. How much power does a woman have for them to create that shit? So let me ask you a question. Who holds the power? Do they hold the power, or does the woman hold the power, in your opinion? Right, because let me ask you the question. Women, and this is a shocker, ready? Women think more about a pebble in the beach than they do about you. They don't think about y'all like this. They don't give a fuck about you surface dwellers. But here's the million-dollar question I'm going to ask you. How much rent and free space are you giving a woman that you never met by listening to these motherfuckers complain about women? So when you meet a woman, because all you do is listen to people complaining about women, and who do you think is winning that game? As soon as you talk to the woman, who do you think is winning? Because if women are so bad, like they say, then why are you even talking to them? I mean, you're the one that was over there. If they're so bad and they're so awful and icky, why do you even want to talk to them?
I guess, man.
I'm just asking you comments and questions because what we teach over here is game. Listen, and this goes in with the show, and 336, I got you, but this goes in with the show. This is why it's important to understand that every interaction you have with a woman is either going to elevate you or bring you down. because you're not the only one talking to her, because women are allowed to talk to whoever they want, just like you're allowed to talk to whoever you want. Okay? It's fair. But the problem is that it's going to show what you are by what you fucking say. If you have game, you're always going to make her smile. You're going to make her blush. You're going to make her feel sexy. You're going to make her feel good versus the, well, what you do for a living and when was your last boyfriend and what you looking for in a relationship? And you want to know why you don't want to talk to women right now? Because you don't know what to say to a woman if you had the opportunity. Am I correct?
I had another question, like, regarding that. Like, what sure. I could say to a woman came up based off, like, what I heard you say to a previous caller on my stream. I kind of, like, put it into my own words. And I kind of wanted to read it to you and, like, to get your opinion on it. Like,
okay.
If it's
go
a
ahead.
Lightweight.
I got you. 336. I got you. 336. 312. You can call back if you want. Go ahead. We're gonna continue what we're talking about, guys. Don't worry. I got. We're gonna go. We're gonna continue what we're talking about. Everybody listening. But no, go ahead, caller. I'm listening to you.
All right. So you. This is like me trying to like paint a picture and like make her feel secure and make her feel like I just don't want her for more than her body.
All right. Let me hear it. What you saying? Let me hear what you saying.
All right. All right, so this is how I wrote it. I was going to say, I wanted to tell you something that I didn't get to tell you last time we talked. I wanted to tell you that I want to try and build a bond with you and get to know you on a deeper level. I want to have that in-person, face-to-face interaction.
Why do you want to get to know her on a deeper level?
Because I care more than just talk.
Wait, you care? Why do you care about her?
Because I want to build a bond with her.
Why do you want to build a bond with her?
Because I think she's somebody who, like, I can have a good connection with.
Well, how can you have a connection if you don't even talk to her? Because remember, you were told not to talk to her at all. So how are you building a connection with someone that you don't even talk to? So basically what you're saying is a bunch of bullshit, because remember, you're not even talking to the woman because you were told not to talk to women. You see what I'm saying? So what you're saying is going to be coming off bullshit, because why are you saying all this shit? We don't even talk.
Well, I haven't applied those, like, not talking to her. Like, lately, I've been talking to her every day. I haven't been doing what they said. I just want to know, like, your
opinion. Wait, you've been talking to her every day about what?
Well, no, previously, like, I haven't been, you know, really talking to her. I've been, like, talking at her, like, asking her questions and stuff like that. That's why, like, I recently, like
her. Boring-ass questions, right. Boring-ass questions
right.
lead to guys that's not getting any pussy. Boring-ass questions. Remember, it goes back to the chart. As I'm talking to you, I'm just letting everybody go. There might be some excitement in the beginning, but as soon as you open your fucking mouth, you're going to drop below the line. Remember, guys, the guys that are very interesting and very exciting, that's where you get the one-night stands for all the guys listening right now. But I'm listening to you. So, wait. So why are you talking? Wait. Okay, here's the problem. You're asking a bunch of questions, right? But then all of a sudden you want to be a smooth talker. So here lies the question she's asking. What real one are you? Because the guy that I met was asking me a bunch of boring fucking questions. Then all of a sudden you a smooth talker. You know what you're saying? Come on, man. Don't think women are stupid. They listen. So what are you going to say when she asks you, well, I don't understand something. I mean, when we first talking before, you were always asking me a bunch of questions, and now I like what you're saying, but I don't understand why you talk to me like this in the beginning. What are you going to say, caller?
Wait.
I'm sorry. Let me slow it down. Do I need to slow it down, or did you not hear me? Where's the pause? What are you going to say? That pause was like a 3 or 4 second pause. You know what that's telling the woman? That you're faking it. Because if you knew what you were talking about, you'd be able to answer that question. So, again, what would you say to her?
I want to respond. So I wish I knew sooner.
No, everybody listening, please. You have to, guys, I'm a, listen, everybody listen to me, please. We will go back to the chart. Listen, gentlemen, whatever comes out of your fucking mouth, you must know why you are saying it. Because when a woman questions you on it, you must be able to defend that position. And if she's challenging more, you got to stand on your square, meaning that I'm not moving from my position. If you don't like it, you can go and be able to express it, dog. And if you can't do that, she knows you're full of shit. Does that not make any sense, sir?
No, that makes perfect sense.
So don't say shit that you don't know anything about, man. See, the shit I say because I know what I'm saying and why I'm saying it, how I'm saying it. I know all the moves. But you're sitting around just cherry-picking. See, what a lot of y'all guys did, you listened to the testimonial with Taekwondo and I. We flipped that chick for that dude. So you thought you could write that shit down and say it to another woman, but I'm saying to you, this is where you're going to fuck up because she's going to start questioning you. All this time, all you've been doing is asking me boring-ass questions. You can't have any type of conversation with me. You give me one or two words. And then one magical day, you're like, what's up, girl? I just want to let you know what's on my mind that I just want to. Wait. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. Let me back this up real quick. This is how y'all are at first, right? Y'all motherfuckers start off at first like,
hey, what you doing? When's your last boyfriend? What's going on? One word. How you doing? Where you go to college at? When you looking for the relationship? Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, you like that, right?
And then all of a sudden, one day you call and be like, hey, what's up, baby? I just want to let you know that, you know, I was laying in my bed for a second, looking up at the ceiling and everything, thinking about you, and I said to myself that, you know what? I know I told her I wanted to get more intimate with her, but I don't think she understands. Now, understand this, Carl. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. It's brand new, off the top of my head. Just follow it. You know, I'm sitting here laying in the bed looking at the ceiling. All I'm thinking about is how can I get intimate with you? But see, here's the problem and dilemma that I'm having is that, you know what? I haven't really showed you that side of me yet because I know there's a part of you that is curious to know why he hasn't reached out to me in this level. And not only do I want to reach out on that level, baby, I want to take you to your core. I want to get to know things about you that you don't say anything to anybody. I want to see things. I want to look behind that smile. I want to look behind those beautiful green, brown, blue, whatever eyes that she has. I want to make you feel things that you have never felt before. You know what? I want to share this with you. Now, listen, if you think that what I'm saying is corny and everything, I'm just saying that it's a thought that I have right now. But I want to be able to share these things with you. Why? Because what I love to do and what I love to do with women is I would like to connect on a different level. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about what you did here and did there because that's none of my business. My business is trying to find out what we're going to do here and going forward. So if that's something that you want to do and that's something that you want to be with, then get with me. Let me know. Now, what the fuck do you think she's going to say if you flipping that shit? What, you just broke her brain because now she's asking, well, who are you? Because if you're that smooth motherfucker on the second thing, well, why wasn't you this smooth in the beginning? Or are you lying to me or trying to manipulate me to make me think that you're more than what you actually are? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
but that's what I'm saying. You see how game works? Guys, remember, you got to be one thought, one mind, one way. Never change. A woman should know what you are and know that this is always – listen. I'm talking about know this is you when you're face-to-face. If you're online, voice messages, or texting her, she should know that you are the real motherfucking deal. You're not playing around. What you see is what the fuck you get.
All right.
336, I got you next. So, yeah, does that make any sense? See, you thinking that, okay, you listen to that red pill shit saying that you don't want to talk to him. Hey, listen, don't talk to him. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. You know what we love the most is when they meet a man that can talk, and not a man that cakes, not a man that is thirsty or needy, a man that can talk to a woman, talk to her versus at her. They love that shit. You want to know why? Because it's sweet melody in her ear and in her mind, and she gets to hear and hold a conversation where she can relax herself and she can start thinking and start releasing and start expressing herself, because this is weird to her. It's like, wow, do guys actually – oh, wait a second. Did you know where it rings there, right? This motherfucker must have game. This guy must have other women, because a motherfucker that can talk to a woman this way – because I'm not used to it. You know, I'm used to surface dwellers. Motherfuckers don't really talk this way. And I like how he's talking. I like how he's talking to me. And when I and look, hey, what I keep telling you, see, they don't tell you about the land, sea, and air voice messages. Why you think I want to give her something to the press when I'm not around? You want to know why you think I do that? Why do I tell my guys to do voicemail and video? Why do you think that's important?
She could think about you, like, and play it and hear it while you're
right
around.
Because even though, hey, when you're not around, you're around. That's what we talk about, touching her without touching her. Listen, they're not going to tell you everything. They're not going to tell you when they're thinking about you. They're not going to tell you when they're fantasizing and all that other stuff about you. But guess what? I'm giving them access to me, even though I'm not around, that they can listen to. They just got to press a button. Just press play. That's all. They just press play. So, does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so, man. Well, I got to grab these other calls. But what's up?
So, my relationship where it's like, I can't, like, change it. There's nothing I could do, right? Because I already, like, was on a service to whatever, asking her a whole bunch of questions.
Oh, that's my dog. Hold on. That's my dog. Hey, hold on a second. Zach, I'm on a show, brother. What's up?
Oh, yeah, what's up? Hey. When you get a chance, check the Facebook Messenger. I sent you the title and the write-up.
All right, that's all. I appreciate it, brother.
All right, peace out.
100. That's Karen Zag. Okay, go ahead. What did we say, caller? I got you, 336-443. No. What did you say now?
No, so it's nothing I could do to change it because I already fucked up by asking a whole bunch of questions. Like, I can't change that relationship, right?
Well, where are things at right now?
I mean, we just recently started talking, and she's in school, and then we've been talking about meeting up, like, after she finished school. You know, she's busy right now with finals and all that. So,
all right, this is what I want you to send. I tell you what to send. I'm gonna tell you what to send it right now. See, you know how great game is. You can just tell me one thing, and I already got it in my head. God damn it, I'm scared of myself. You just told me she had finals. So what I want you to do is I want you to mark the at 1:57 of this show. Now, I'm going to go off the top of my dome, and I'm going to tell you what to say. You just take what I tell you and send it to her, okay? All right?
All right.
You say, at first, I mean, what's up, sexy? You know what? I understand that you're busy on your finals and getting everything together, and I don't really want to disturb you right now, but I want to let you know after you're done, we can sit back and celebrate now that you are done with your finals. So now you can concentrate more on me, making you smile, making you laugh, making you blush, and making you feel good. Because, you know, you should know by now, I do want to get to know you in a more intimate way. I don't want to be your friend. But what I will do, because I am patient enough, is to step back a little bit and, you know what, let you take care of your business. Because once that business is over, now we got to get into the business that I want to do, and that is into the business of showing you why I'm that guy for you. So what I want you to do right now is let me know when you're free. If you got some free time you want to talk, go ahead. If something is stressing you out, let me know because I'm close enough to you. If you need a foot massage, I'm a foot massage away. If that's going to relieve any kind of stress that you have, okay? Get back at me, and I can look forward to hearing from you soon. Send that to her like that. Shout out to my dog, Ism. What's up, Ism? What's up, Ism? Shout out to you, brother. Much love to you, man. So, okay, caller?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. That's what I do. All right. Let me break it. The lines are blowing up. 336. And what we'll do is, because I'm going to give y'all a long, because we're going to finish this fucking show. I got a lot to tell y'all motherfuckers. So we got 4 minutes right now, but we'll reset the lines because I'm in a good mood today. So 336-443, then 1919, I got you. 336, sorry for the long wait, sir. How can I help you?
Nah, you good, Steve. Hey, big shout out to you. Yeah. So my question is, this girl, right? She came over last night. We had some great sex. You feel me? But my question is, or should I go into a relationship?
Wait, how old are you, young man?
I'm 19.
All right. Okay, two questions. Why do you want to keep fucking? Why do you want to keep fucking? And why do you want a relationship? If I ask you both those questions, where are you teetering towards more? Do you just want to fuck, or do you want a relationship? What is it that you want? What is that you want?
I mean, to be honest, it's both. I want a relationship with her because
wait. How long have you known her for?
That's what I was about to tell you. I've been like we've been knowing each other since middle school. So.
All right, so do you want a relationship?
We haven't been talking since middle school. We recently just started talking in
all right,
January.
Then just look. Okay, look, since Jared, listen. Don't push a relationship. Is she talking about relationships or are you talking about
it? Nah, I'm not even pushing a relationship. Right now, we just friends.
Has she brought up relationship to you in any way?
Nah.
Then don't say shit. Please. Listen, let me explain to you, young man. Some women, it's going to shock you. Some women just want to fuck. And some women just want, as a dildo to use when they want to use you and go about their merry way. Some women have careers. They got a lot of things going. And sometimes they don't want the Willie Mammoth 300 in their drawer. And sometimes they don't want some wine. Sometimes they just want a stiff dick. And they got that one guy or whatever where they're like, you know what? Come on over. I'm stressing, man. I need you to fuck me. So why are you thinking relationship and she ain't even talking about relationship?
And that was my question. You know, should I keep fucking or should I go into a relationship? But, I mean, it's making sense. She has a problem.
Yeah.
Some
women just want to fuck.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like I said, we've been knowing each other since middle school, but we just recently started talking.
I don't care.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you, though. We recently just started talking in January. This is my second time fucking. She came over. She spent the night, whatever, slept in my bed, da-da-da. So what? The first time, like, when we first started talking, I was pushing a relationship. But now,
now we start to see things. So you and your feelings. So you falling in love with the coochie.
I was at first.
Oh, wait. Do I need to sing the Lionel Richie song to you? Hello? Is it me? Do I need to sing that to you? Because you like that caller. You in love with the puss. She threw that monkey meat on you. You like, oh, shit. You like, girl, oh, I think I love. Hey, all night when she's sleeping, you just looking at him like, I think I love you. I think I'm in love with you. Dog, man. Dog, look, man. Listen. For a guy that doesn't get a lot of pussy, you got to calm the fuck down. Listen, you're going to freak her out if you're talking. Okay, listen. If you're talking relationship to a woman that, all right, girl, if you're talking relationship to a woman that doesn't want a relationship, you're going to freak her the fuck out. Listen, some women just want a dick on the side. They don't want the relationship. If she wanted the relationship, don't you think she would have brought that shit up? Call her.
For sure. You're right. Hey, but listen.
Right.
But don't be
telling her you want a relationship.
But listen, let me tell you this quick little story. Like at first, like after I fucked, like I told you this is our second time fucking. The first time we had sex, I kind of caught feelings. I was pushing the relationship.
I know you caught feelings.
Listen, wait.
But call her. She knows you got feelings. And she knows she has you wrapped around her fucking finger right now. And she at a snap of her finger, she can break your heart easily. What I'm saying to you is just accept it that all you, she's just using you for sex. I'm sorry. That's the good news. All she wants to do is just fuck you. That's it. She doesn't stop wanting a relationship with someone that doesn't want one. Okay. I assume she's 18 or 19. She's of age, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, she's 20 years old. So understand this. At 20, she's learning her sexuality, learning her body, learning new ways to masturbate. She's learning things about herself. Some women at that age don't want to be tied down because, remember, all of her life, daddy was tying her down, mommy was tying her down. They were telling her what time to come in, what time she can leave, what time she can go to bed, who she can date. Now she's got this thing called freedom. Mm. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She wants to do it, right? So she wants to explore the world or explore her sexuality. So don't get caught up because you rarely get it. She's giving it to you. Hey, look. She's fucking. Sometimes she stay over. Wait, the first time she left, the second time she stayed the night over. Then she just got up and roll, right? She got up and roll, right?
Okay, all right. Look.
And 443, I got you. 919, y'all stay in there. I got you. Wait. What I'm saying is, shout out to my dog, K-Zag. What I'm saying to you is this. It's going to shock you. Some women, as soon as they throw that hat up in the air, they actually want to just explore sexuality. They don't want to be tied down. They want someone to explore things. Women, what's up?
Okay, but listen to this, Steve, right? Like, bruh, every time I call her, she pick up the phone. It feels so good. It's like we in a relationship, but it doesn't feel good.
This is what it is when you have game. They will pick up your calls because you're on her phone. It's probably going to say, all right, now this is probably her phone. Sorry, ladies, I got to put something down. So on her phone, it's going to be chauffeur, bank, bitch, fix it guy, Christmas light guy, Halloween guy, and sucker to shoulder to cry on guy, or dinner or drink guy. But then below that list is dick. Dick.
Yeah. Look, man, I know you got other calls and stuff, so I'm going to just ask you this one more question. So, last night, like, she just came over. I ain't taking her on no date. She just came over, you know. And I feel like that's kind of boring. I mean, I don't mind just bringing her back to the crib. We watch movies and stuff. But she came over. So my thing is, I like to do, like, fun stuff. I like to go on dates. I like to do fun things. And, you know,
brother,
I'm kind of like,
brother, you're going to scare her away. You're acting like the woman in this shit. Listen to me. She just wants to come over and hang out. She doesn't want to go out. She wants to kick her feet up. Let's order some pizza. Let's chill. Fuck and roll on. But you like, I want to take you out and hold your hand. And look, I want to push you on a swing. And I want you to go all the way across the field. And when I say go, we're going to open our arms in slow motion, run and hug each other. I want you to have an umbrella and twirl that bitch in the boat while I'm rowing that motherfucker. Why are you caking, man? The fuck?
You are
caking. You're in your feelings. She's like, dude, I just want to hang out. Want to hang out, chill, fuck, whatever, and row. But you like, can I hold you? Can I look in your eyes? Tell you I love you? Motherfucker, don't be doing that shit. Listen. This is how it is when you have games, so get used to it. They're only going to – listen, they got guys that use for driving. They got guys that use for food. They got guys that use for drinks and fixing things. But they also have guys that they want to just fuck them or guys they want to hang out with.
Yeah, and I –
they don't want
to, you know,
they don't want to go – listen to me. If she doesn't want to go out with you, she's cool with you, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. You want to be
and
in love.
I just, you know.
I love
hey,
how you wish
man.
Look, bro.
Hey.
Just relax,
hey, Steve, man. Steve, man, listen, man. I know you got the calls, man. Listen, you know, you might be older, so, you know, you got more experience than I do. So,
I'm telling you. That's how it's going to be. Look, it's not just one. As you learn game, all of them going to do that. They're going to call you when they want to see you. They want to just stop by. Look, there's some of them that are just going to say, you know what? I know you're having a long day at work. Why don't you just come over? I'll give you a nice full body massage. I have your favorite drink. We'll relax. And let me take care of you. Let me just take care of you. It's going to be weird to you, but you can't be like, I love this. This is what the expectation is. Let me cook for you. Let me clean. Let me rub you down. Let me take care of my man. You know what I mean? Let me do things for you. Not like man as a relationship, but you like one of her fucks. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. She doesn't look. Everybody else, she gonna go out, she's gonna have dinner with, she's gonna eat with those guys, and that's all she gonna do. But then she gonna come to you for the fucking. And yet you want the relationship. Stop that shit and accept that this is the life that men are supposed to have. And don't you say that R word. Do not say you want to fucking relate. I'm telling you, if you say I love you or you say I want a relationship, she's gone. I'm telling you. If you say you like, sure, girl, I love you. And she's going to be like, man, get the fuck off of me.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, she's going to look at you like, damn, you know what? I just wanted to fuck you, and I enjoy fucking you, but why are you taking this shit to a relationship? I don't want a relationship, motherfucker. I'm 20. I'm learning myself, man. Do not say love or relationship. Promise me. I got to grab these other calls. Don't say that shit. Bite your lip. Bite your lip.
Got you.
All right. Don't do that shit, man.
I got you, man.
Hey, listen. Don't you fucking get jealous. Don't you ask where she's going. Don't ask who she's with. Don't even look at her phone. You're going to fuck it up because that's what y'all cakes do when y'all snoopy and shit. Leave early. Listen, when she says I want to come over, come over. If you call and she answers the phone, that's cool. But don't – well, are you seeing anybody else? Are you fucking anybody? Don't do that. She gonna leave, man.
Yeah, got you, Steve.
So don't do that, okay? Okay?
Got
no
you,
jealous. Steve. Hey, listen.
Got you.
Sometimes you just gotta accept that some women just want you for sex. That's it. That's all they want.
Yep.
They don't want the relationship. They just want, hey, dog, I'm telling you. Like, they like, you know what? I'm out of the club. I'm in a bar at a club. You know, it's kind of boring. Hey, you ain't busy. Maybe I'll come by a little bit. We fuck around. Or they'll say, they'll call you, say, hey, what you doing? Oh, you out? Hey, peep game. Hey, why don't you stop by? Let me suck your dick real quick. Just real quick. Let me suck your dick in the parking lot. Just real quick. You can go about your way. Or I missed the dick. Can I just see it one time? I just want to grab it one time. Just in my hand. Ooh, I just want to feel it one time. Okay, get the fuck away. I mean, that's the benefits of being a man. That's what they want you. For you. They don't want anything from you but just you. So just accept it. I know it's weird, but that's how it is, man. Welcome to the other side, motherfucker. But as soon as you, where you going? Where you been? Why don't you answer the phone? Was you with somebody? Or you go, we're sorry. The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Hey, Steve, but listen, though. Yeah, so like you were saying with the last caller, he came off as he was, like, asking a lot of questions. I came off trying to be in a relationship. So how you feel like, you feel like that would change things or
don't
you see what I'm trying to say?
Stop talking about it. Listen. She wants to fuck, kick her feet back up and be like, damn, I'm going to have to soak this pussy in the bathtub. He really fucking moved some shit inside my stomach. Ooh, shit. That was a good dick. That's all she wants to say, right? But then she going to be like, what you like?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, why are you in your fucking feelings, bitch? I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck you. What? Why ruin something so beautiful? Why ruin it? Let it. Just go with the flow. Just go with the flow.
So it won't ruin things. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yes. Keep going out there meeting women and all that stuff, man. I mean, she like that, dog. Hey, I mean, damn, girl. Maybe next time she come over, watch a little bit of girl-on-girl porn with her and say, damn, what you think about that? What you think about that? Or when you're smashing her, let her taste her juices.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, all. She out. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Don't trip.
Gotcha.
All right?
Gotcha, Steve.
All right, man. Let me grab these other calls, man.
Shout out to you, man.
I try, dog. But now, man, y'all gotta accept this, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm gonna grab these other calls. All right, peace out. 443-919, then we'll reset. 919, be patient. I got you, brother. 443, sorry for the long wait. What's your question? 443-919. What's your question, my brother?
What's up, Dave?
Everybody's saying good night to you. Hey, everybody's saying good night to you, A. They all saying, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. What's up?
You good. I'm new here. This is Mike from Baltimore.
What up? Hey, DMV, stand up, baby. We DMV. Up, what's up?
Hey, I just found your channel through Angry Man, and I've been watching for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I got some stuff I need help with, but I wanted to know if I can get your help.
Talk to me. What's up?
I want to become a student of the game. I want to
Saw that. Well, then we'll talk about that. Just send me a message. Send me a message, and I'll message you because I don't want to talk about that now, but I'll show you. First thing you got to do tomorrow, before you go to some Peter Cottontail type shit. Hey, and all my guys out there, all the guys that have women, make sure you look at the Easter game. I told your ass 2 weeks ago, do the Easter game on your woman. I'm telling you. I've been trying to set you up for 2 weeks now. I'm sorry, caller. Now, for you, go get your puzzle pieces, all right? Get your puzzle pieces. That's your starting point, okay? All right, good. Okay, good, good, good. Now, what's your other question? But, yeah, hit me up, and I'll show you what you're going to need and stuff. But what's your other question, my brother?
Send you an email?
Yeah, send me an email, and I'll show you what you need and stuff. I'll show you what you're going
to
need.
I got you. And the puzzle pieces, I've been doing that for like a week now. The more good. I do it, the more patient I get. Yes. Is that why you wanted to do the puzzle pieces?
That's one thing, young man. Yes, yes. That's one thing, yes. Because what it's teaching you is everything's not going to come when you want it. But as you begin to learn patience, as you train yourself about patience, then the more patient you are with the throw off with the woman is that the expectation is that you're an impatient motherfucker that just wants to fuck, right? But it's going to throw her off. See, the guy that gets pussy is the guy that ain't rushing. He ain't trying. Right. Hey, dog, we ain't trying to fuck, right? I'm good. I'm just put my bid in. I'm gonna position myself, and I'm gonna show you why you should fuck me when you have the patience, right? But you have got to see it. So you saw that. That's good. That's a good thing. You saw it. That's beautiful. That you're doing it right. But there's much more that you're gonna see. Keep doing it. Okay. One thing you're learning is you're starting to communicate with yourself for the first time. And you're starting to figure out. So just, hey, take your time. Walk by it and just do one piece and go away. Just take your time. Keep doing it. But you will learn. The patience is good. Oh,
okay,
guys,
cool.
We'll reset those lines in a second. So, yeah, what's your other question?
That's it. I'll send you the email.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, stand up, DMV, man. Much love to you, dog. I got your back, okay, man?
All right, G.
All right, my brother. We'll throw you back in. I love that quick. I love you. See, he's listening. I like that. Hey, 443, stand the fuck up. Last call. And then we'll reset the lines. 919, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up, sir?
All right, well, first I want to apologize. I'm outside walking, so I may be a little short of breath. So I apologize for that.
No, you're good. You're good. Sorry for the long wait. Right. What's up?
No, you're good. So I got two questions, actually, because you just brought up the second question. So I just got two puzzle boxes, or just two puzzles, 100 pieces, just because I heard you say that a couple nights ago. I have no reason why I got them, but I just got them because you had mentioned to get them. And I just wanted to know what the philosophy was behind the puzzles.
I can't tell you the philosophy because if I told you the philosophy, then you're not actually seeing it for yourself. So what I need you to do is I need you to dump the I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you a little bit on the front end, but I can't give you back end. All your life, you've been on these training wheels looking for everybody to give you answers to everything in your life, okay? So you've had these mental training wheels in your mind. The reason I say get the puzzle pieces to learn, to be start to be process of being a student of mine is because I'm not trying to get you to be me. What I'm saying to you and everybody out there that doesn't understand, I can just take a moment to say this, is because what I'm trying to show you that nobody else is showing you, that you're the only one of your kind based off your fingerprint. And if you are the only one of your kind, right, why not learn your language that's specifically yours, not mine's or anybody's? And see, the only way you can find out your own language based off of your fingerprint is by beginning to communicate with yourself by letting the training wheels off. So what I'm saying is you get the puzzle pieces, you dump them on the table, right? And you rip the box up because your mind, your first action of your mind is, I'm going to look at the puzzle pieces to put the puzzle together, right? But who's communicating? Yep. You're relying on the box to tell you what to do versus you tell yourself what to do. So then what happens is you begin to train yourself to talk to yourself, to solve things for yourself without using anybody else but yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it goes deep, but I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, they'll give you one more because these are freebies, because everything else you got to learn yourself. But the next thing you're going to learn is that the first thing of a puzzle, you work the borders, right? You always work the borders. Why? Because with the game is inside out, so you got to work the inside. The borders are your square. So now you're working inside the square. You're not working outside of yourself. You're working inside. So that's how game works. But no, it's not dope. But no, this is why I'm the only one telling you to do this, because in order for you to be a student and learn game, you must be able to communicate with yourself. So then from that point, once you begin that process, that's when your scribe comes in, your marketing team, your studio, your mental weight room comes in. You're a warrior, your amusement park, your guide, your culinary school, your drug lab. All these things are waiting to come back home. Now, let me explain. You hear what I say? They're waiting to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why they're coming back home?
Let me hear.
Because you let them motherfuckers go. See, when you came and you came into this world with mom and dad hooked up and you went on your great journey towards that egg, you were actually one with yourself. One with yourself. That's why you're here right now. That's why, you know, they always say the cliche thing, everybody's a winner. But this is why you're here right now, because you made it to the egg. You were one thought, one mind, one way. You didn't give a fuck about your brothers or sisters. There was no sperm tube, spermogram, or anything like that. It was that I got to get to the egg or I'm going to dribble down my mom's leg. Sorry to say it like that, but you know what I mean. Hey, fuck my brothers and sisters. Fuck them all. It's all about me. I got to get to the egg, right? Once you are in conception, you were one with yourself. Something happened along the way that you then started to not believe in yourself. And once you stop believing in yourself, then all those things that got you to the egg, they then ran off and started doing their own thing mentally. All this shit is going on in your mind. That's why a lot of you guys are lost right now, because you let them go. You're not one with yourself. You're not one with yourself. But the puzzle pieces are the thing that's going to start the process. It's not the end result. It's the process. Because when you got to the egg, who are you communicating with? Or to? Who are you communicating to?
You, yourself.
Yeah, to yourself, absolutely.
Right.
But something happened where you stopped communicating to yourself, and then you started looking to the world to communicate to you how you should be communicating to yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see that.
Somewhere along the line, you said to yourself, you know what? Listen, this is what I always tell guys, because you might be new. I always tell guys, listen, three laws. You law of the land, don't kill anybody, because they'll get you in the first 48 hours, because most of y'all motherfuckers, y'all do that shit. They look at your phone and the towers, they'll get you on the first 48. So don't kill nobody. Don't speed, because especially your brother, they're going to fuck you up. But last but not least, just do your job at work. But outside of that, you're allowed to create your world your way. But what you did was you ran away from that, and you were saying, tell me how I should be for me. So whoever began to tell you how you should be for yourself, the reason why you're having so many problems is because you're trying to become the second best of whoever told you how to be you. See, you can't
like
be the second
be,
best of somebody.
Tell me how to be me.
Right, telling you how to think, how to move. Society says that you got to take a woman out to a fucking dinner and feed her, and, you know, society says this. No, you don't do that shit. We don't play by those rules. We don't play by the human rule. That's surface dwellers. We don't play by those rules. I'm trying to get you to get back to your core. The one thing that guided you to that egg that you chose to let go. And then what a lot of guys did is they would put things on top of it. Like, let's be honest. You used to listen to that red pill shit at one point in your life, right? Some of that bullshit. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying.
For a brief moment.
Okay. Right. So let me show you what I'm saying. Everything that you believed in that bullshit, the high value man, be on your purpose, hypergamy, and all that other shit, think of that as a layer that's above your core. Okay, you added these layers. So it's harder to reach your core, because every time you believe that bullshit, you added an extra layer. See, remember, I'm trying to bring you back to you. You were trying to run away from yourself by listening to what somebody was saying about shit that had nothing to do with you. You started believing that, wow, that's my life. It's got to be true, because a lot of guys do, they think numbers is knowledge. So a lot of guys say, well, if this guy has like 70 or 80,000 people, oh my God, he must know what he's talking about, says the sheep that go over the side of the ledge, right? Without looking, without determination. So what I'm trying to also get you to see right here is what I call your detective. To get you to come back to your detective, to start looking at things in a different way. See, you're looking at those puzzle pieces when you do it correctly, your way, nobody else's way, not my way, not your father's way or your mother's way. You're looking at it your way. You learn your who's, your what's, and your why's. You see what I'm saying? But as you begin to do it, you're going to see things about yourself. But see, here's the beautiful thing about what I teach. You got to see it for yourself. I can't see it for you. We see when you, like the caller, that last caller that called in, you know what he said? I realized patience. See that? I didn't tell him to see that. He had to see it for himself. But that's just one part of the game that he's starting to see for himself, that he's realizing that I've got to be more patient with things instead of rush. But see, he saw that for himself. I didn't see it for him. He had to see it for himself. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Definitely.
So that's where, oh, we got 150 likes. Okay. I'll go ahead and call her. I'm listening. We got 150 likes, so I got to get ready with this rap shit. What the fuck is the thing? Go ahead,
what I was going to say was, like, the response you just gave me was so valuable. I don't even know if I should ask my second question.
Oh, go ahead and ask your second question. I got you. What's your second question?
Well, sorry, it's more of a situation. I have a problem, and I've noticed two issues.
Hey, listen to me. There's no such thing as a problem. You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? You goddamn right. So there is no such thing as a problem. So right. You damn sure heard from me. I'm the only one to say that shit. So what's your thing? Guys, we're going to do the thing in a second. So what's your problem? What's up?
All right, so I wrote it down. So it's... I don't really know where I want to go with a young woman that I've known for a very long time. We've reconnected recently, and she seems down to go wherever I lead.
Stop. What do you mean you don't know where to go? What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know what I want to do with her. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, date her. I don't know if I want to smash. I don't know if I want a long-term relationship.
Okay. What are you talking about you don't know what to do?
Like, I've known her for a minute, so... Like,
that's strike one. So that means you've been being best friend for a little while. But go ahead, I'm listening. See, that's why you got to learn. Right, but listen, this is why you got to learn game, because you are king. You're God. You should know all. And you don't know because you've been bullshitting so much that you can't even define yourself for yourself. So you're saying you want to know what to do. What do you mean? What you should know what to do because you. But see, this is the part of the communication that you're not having with yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But this is why you, my friend, this is why you need coaching. We need to talk on the back end to show you how to find you. You can't do it yourself, but you're here now. But we gotta go deeper, man. That's
yeah,
if you
sure.
choose to. It's your
yeah,
call. You
know, again, the first question.
Yeah, this is not a, you know, I don't put a gun to your head. I'm just saying if you're ready to learn, I got you.
But, yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, because honestly, this shouldn't even be a question or a problem, per se. So, yeah, I appreciate you, you taking the time.
Right, yeah, that's I got you. I just want you to know I got you, man. But, yeah, you just got to meet me halfway, get at me, and I got you, okay, my brother?
Yeah, much appreciated. Then you have a great rest of your evening.
All right, man. All right, well, we about to set it off. So just get your ass back in the room. We about to set this shit off. We hit our 150, so I gotta holler at my guy. So all right, let me let you go. 919. I'd love to be your call. Get at me, okay? Get at me. Respect to you, brother. Just get back at me. All right, guys, let's go ahead and do this. We're gonna reset the lines in a second. Let me see something. Hold on. Let me see. All right, let's see. Here we go, guys. Hold on. Wait. We're gonna play. I'm gonna play this one. Hold on. I want to play this one. I want to rap to this one. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me stop right. Let me pause real quick. All right, everybody get ready. Not yet, guys. Not yet. Let me finish my little my rap, though. Let me rap. All everybody out there, not yet. Not yet. Don't post anything out yet. Not yet. I want to say to you guys out there, I want to shout out everybody right now that's listening. I want to say first, before we shout out where y'all at, I want to take a moment to say thank you. I appreciate those that we got over 150 likes. I want to say thank you. And when I say thank you, we always give a shout out. So if y'all brand new, get ready. Because once I ask you, you got 1 minute to post your zip. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Once I ask you, y'all post y'all shit. Let me go ahead and get this joined together. Hold on, let me find it. I got something. Hold on a second. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. So we about to do this. Then we'll reset the lines. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's get this going. All right, here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Every time I see you, I gotta move. I gotta groove. I gotta do nasty things to put you in the mood. I want to get that pussy. Are you down, baby? Get that mind wet and turn you around. I wanna be the one, be the fucking man, be the fantasy. Make you do nasty things, but only for me. Unlock that dark side, show me what's in store. Chain yourself to the bed, become my whore. Playing with your pussy, do you wanna think of me? I want you to think about the things that you and I can be. I don't wait from the dream, slide another finger inside. Baby girl, let go of your pride. Stroke those fingers deep. Imagine my meat. Imagine me beating it up. Can you stand the heat? You wanna go a little faster, baby, you're about to come. They say I'm the man and say I'm the only one. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Give a shout out to the motherfucking chat room. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that sexy ass over here. Let me blow your mind. I'm an assy ass man. Wait, the song is over. God damn it. Hold on, man. I'm sorry, guys. We just got to do this over. I'm sorry, man. Wait. Let me just do this last part. We're about to get the shout out right now. I'm sorry, guys. Kind of fucked it up. Here we go. Let me just hurry and get the last part. Here we go. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here. Allow me to blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're at. If you're watching, is it hot or cold? Stand on where you're at and show me your area code. Let's get it right now. Here we go. Let's get it. What do I see right now? I see T-Skills. You didn't tell me shit. Shout out to North Carolina. I see the 856 in this motherfucker. Carolina's in this motherfucker. The 609. Shout out to Kuwait. We got the Bronx in the house, man. We got 514. Haiti's representing this motherfucker. 816, shout out to you. The 512, shout out to you, A-Dog. Shout out to you, Paul H. in the 706. Shout out to you, H-Dog, in the 603. A-Dog holding it down in the NG. I don't know what the fuck that is. Shout out to Ray in the 209. Shout out in the 407 and everything. Louisiana. Shout out to the 214. 716, shout out to to Buffalo. Shout out to the DMV. N-Dog over there in the 718. Rob K in the 417. Ray in the 209. H-Dog in the 603. Shout out to my boy in RC in the 514. Shout out to K-Dog in the 347. I want to shout out to Lethal in the 408. I want to shout out England in the house, 347. Milwaukee in the house, 718. Shout out to you. Here I come to get the big fat $100 bills. It's your boy, the Dean, with sex appeal. Not your baby's daddy, but you can call me Pop. I want to know your area code. Let the G-string drop. Open up your mouth. You can have a taste. Don't be acting shy when I put it up in your face. I want to pick you up, spin you around. You can lick my tattoos when I lay you down. On the floor, we can walk it like a dog and face. Bring your girlfriend. I can make a call my name. Get you wet so you want to bump and grind. Come on, chat room. Tell me what zip you got last time. I got motherfucking over here. London in the house. We got 918 in the house. Shout out to you. Shout out to Montreal in the house. Shout out to the Chicago, the 773. Shout out to the 415. Shout out to the 606 in the motherfucking house. Shout out to Pasadena in the house. Carolina in the house. Shout out to the 313, the 919. Hold it down to Detroit. Shout out to you. 202, what's good with your fam? Shout out to the 908, to Kent. Shout out to you, my brother. There we go, dog. That's our shout out time, so we good. But let's go ahead and get the lines open, guys. It's the Dean, the man mindset. Well, again, I want to say thank you to all you guys out there that listen to the show. We got to our 150. Every time we do it, we lock it down. But I got to set up the show. Let me set up the show. But as I'm setting up the show, we're going to continue talking